Clip 10. How do the younger generations approach problem solving? How do the younger generations make decisions? How do they solve problems? What should be taken into account when working with them? Anna is getting better and better in understanding the younger generations and is building her operational strategies, but she is still considering one thing. How do the younger generations make decisions? She's learned a lot about Generation Y. Firstly, the millennials approach communication slightly differently. They live in parallel worlds, the real and the virtual ones, but they prefer to take their knowledge from the virtual world. If a solution requires extensive research of numerous books, it is likely that they will resort to shortcuts. On the other hand, if they are given the task to search for information on the internet, they will often do this with great involvement. It is highly probable that the younger generations will be unwilling to waste energy and time in understanding the nature of a problem. They live fast, they act fast, and thus they want to quickly and easily solve problems. As a consequence, there is a risk of haphazardness and difficulties in committing to long and repetitive processes. Similarly, they may have difficulties with formulating objectives and establishing a cause and effect relationship when problem solving. However, the younger generations are great at doing tests and searching for information. When working with the millennials, we will certainly receive many interesting and exceptional ideas on how to solve problems. They are creative and innovative, and therefore it is worth developing these competencies by teaching them, at the same time, problem analysis and knowledge synthesis. They often say that the younger generations are characterized by learnt helplessness. The younger generations often await specific instructions on how to solve a given problem. Without these instructions, they would most probably not undertake any activity. To overcome this, constant monitoring and feedback is essential, so that with time, they could undertake tasks individually and responsibly, without the need to be given instructions. It is very helpful to be aware of these characteristics when working with the younger generations. Anna realizes that her colleagues may not have such knowledge and understanding. She wants to share this knowledge and understanding about Generation Y with the rest of the team, but how can she do this? One really good idea is to organize meetings with people working with the young. You can also prepare various resources containing information about the younger generations or publish a newsletter on this topic area. There are plenty of ideas. It all depends on your creativity. However, please remember to involve the young people. Let them talk about themselves, as this will definitely be more effective.